Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. These comments are made on behalf of over 280 ESCRnet members, including Al-Haq, Fian, and Poder, addressing PPs 3, 6, 7, 9, 11, 12, and 18. On PP 3, we'd like to support the proposal of Bolivia to include the UN Declaration on Peasants' Rights and other people working in rural areas. In PP 6 and PP 7, we support maintaining and including language on international humanitarian law in the preamble as supported by the State of Palestine, South Africa, and Panama. We also support the proposal by Palestine in PP 9 to include an explicit reference to the right to self-determination as articulated in Article 1 of the International Covenants on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, as well as civil and political rights. I also think it's important to note that the organization I am most directly connected to, the Palestinian Human Rights Organization, Al-Haq, with long-standing ECOSOC status, has recently been designated as a terrorist organization by the Israeli occupying power as part of its historical colonial policies towards the Palestinian people in the denial of their right to self-determination. In the context of the fourth international decade for the eradication of colonialism and the welcome return of colonialism to the human rights agenda, we cannot lose sight of the reality that the gaps or loopholes in international law regarding business activities of TNCs, especially their extraterritorial activities, are inherently linked to the legacies of colonialism. We cannot expect to eradicate colonialism and close this dark chapter in the history of humanity without closing the gaps that allow new means and methods of colonialism to emerge in the contemporary context, as we see in the Palestinian present. In PP 11, the language on obligation should be retained and remind states that we are here to talk about obligations, not responsibilities related to protecting and respecting human rights in the context of business activities, particularly those of a transnational character, exactly because the current state of international law is not sufficiently able to address these challenges. We further support adding the word indirectly linked in PP 11, while we support the suggestion of a PP 11 bis that would ensure the primacy of human rights obligations over agreements on trade, among others. We also strongly support the reference to obligations of states extraterritorially in accordance with the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. We also reiterate that states must ensure the protection of human rights defenders who are largely impacted by business-related abuses and violations and must take into consideration at-risk groups. Therefore, we would like the language suggested in HRD's PP 12 to be retained. We further support the inclusion of strengthened language on the protection of the environment and climate in this paragraph. Finally, PP 18, we again reiterate the need to address obligations, not responsibilities, and support the additional paragraphs proposed by Cameroon. We must not continue to be influenced by the illusory argument of separation between political actors and economic actors, especially given the history of the role of TNCs in undermining the exercise of the right to self-determination, from the exploitation of natural resources to complete regime change through the use of bilateral investment agreements and political risk insurance. TNCs have enjoyed the benefits of rights in a globalized social system of humanity without adequate correlative duties for too long. It's time to bridge these gaps and close these loopholes that continue to negatively impact humanity and Mother Nature. Enough is enough. Thank you.